This goes to the Mount Pleasant dialysis unit. The fax is 989-779-8894. The patient is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, middle initial J, Chamberlain, C-H-A-M-B-E-R-L-A-I-N. Date of birth 9/5/1974. This is a annual history and physical for Mr. Chamberlain. He is a 47-year-old male patient with end-stage renal failure on hemodialysis for over 2 years. He has been very stable on dialysis, tolerates his scheduled treatments without cramping or hypotensive problems. He attends regular sessions. Occasionally he reschedules for personal reasons, but usually he's very good about making up the rescheduled appointments. His biggest problem is high phosphorus and high potassium levels secondary to dietary intake. And the patient states that he is trying very hard to follow the guidelines and take his binders as ordered. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Minimal urinary output. No edema or claudication symptoms. The patient is very active. He does continue to golf. He is not working, but is able to care for his two young boys in the home without difficulty. Medications. The patient is on vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Hydralazine, 10 milligrams, 3 times a day for blood pressure greater than 140 over 90. Bumex, 1 milligram daily. Foslo, he takes 3 to 4 before each meal every day. Amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. And Tylenol as needed for pain. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done February 21st of 2022. His hemoglobin is stable at 11.7. His iron saturation is 47%. Ferritin level 493. His sodium is 140. Potassium 5.6. Previous two levels were 5.5 and 5.2. Phosphorus is 5.9. Previous two levels of phosphorus were 6.4 and 8.0. His KT over V is 1.5, and it needs to be 1.2 or greater. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 9.3. Creatinine is stable at 9.69. The patient does not have diabetes, so we do not check A1Cs. His platelet levels were 246,000 in the normal range, and white blood cells were 5.8. Drug allergies, he has no known drug allergies. Physical examination. His target weight is 82 kilograms. Today he left at 81.5 kilograms. Blood pressure is 136 over 74, and pulse was 72. The patient is alert and oriented, very cheerful, pleasant, and cooperative. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No ascites. He did have a previous PD catheter placement, and then it was repositioned, but it was still extremely painful when he tried to fill that. That was last year, 2021. And so he opted to have that removed and to resume hemodialysis in lieu of home peritoneal dialysis. But no problems, no pain. Bowels are moving regularly without blood or melena. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema and good pulses. Color is good. No unusual rashes or bruising. Assessment and plan. End-stage renal failure on maintenance hemodialysis in the ALMA dialysis unit. Hypertension, anemia of chronic disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and the last intact parathyroid hormone was 364. He will continue to receive Epogen. He currently is getting 600 units once a week. Hectorol is 2 microgram three times a week, and Venofer iron is 50 milligram once per week. For anemia and the secondary hyperparathyroidism treatment. All of his routine medications will be continued. He's on the transplant list at Beaumont Hospital, and he gets monthly labs done for them. And no current treatment changes will be required. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.